Steen Jacobson joins us next. Steen is the CIO at Saxo Bank. He joins from our studios in Singapore. I don't know where to begin, Steen. First of all, thanks for being with us. Is it the Fed? Is it what's going on in China? I mean, talk to me about what's top of mind for you as you survey markets this morning.
It is that I've been doing this job for 30 years and never seen a bigger gap between what the market is looking into in terms of 23 and what the Fed and the policymaker wants to communicate. I think the meeting yesterday was a very, very clear signal how the market continues to fade whatever the Fed is doing. It was a very hawkish on his own statement by Fed. And the market is saying, listen, it's not going to work. We're going to have inflation down to 2.5% by the end of next year. Your terminal rate is too high and there is a recession coming. I don't understand that. I am a person who likes to believe in facts. Facts right now is that we have full employment. We have the run rate for Federal Reserve Q4 and now cast in the case of Atlanta Fed and New York Fed running at north of 3%. We have the easier financial condition tonight than we had when Fed started to increase in increment of 75 basis points. So I think we are more at risk of seeing sort of what we saw in the 1970s, that inflation, of course, comes down year over year from baseline and then ultimately pick up again. And while we talk, I don't need to tell the Americans, but gasoline prices are about to go up as the strategic reserve is being depleted in the U.S. The energy at large in Europe and globally has not been solved for. And as you say, China is coming online in full force again, meaning that the competition for energy, for commodities is coming back into the realm, which means that everything being equal, we should have higher prices for that 6 months and 9 months forward.
Steen, it's the time of year that Saxo also puts out its 2023 outrageous predictions, and maybe we can get to some of those in a moment. But your suggestion that inflation and growth might run very hot into the first two quarters of next year, perhaps not so outrageous based on what you're saying. Why is that?
Well, I think it's outrageous because 90% of the market seems to think the opposite is going to happen. But you know, there's an old rule of thumb in economics that the floor of inflation 12 months forward is the wage tracker. The wage tracker right now is at a level of 6 to 7% in most cases in the U.S. and 5 to 6 in Europe. So I think it's going to be very difficult to see a number south of 5%. And I think it is not outrageous. I agree. I mean, the world is deglobalizing. The two biggest powers in the world are looking to be self-sufficient. Self-sufficiency means that you are prioritizing strategy over the marginal cost of production. And as such, I think we live in inflationary times that's going to make structurally very different stories in terms of forecasting, but also in terms of what policymakers need to do, which to my mind means they need to be more aggressive than they presently are.
Or structural changes that really limit the Fed's ability to get control in a way that the Fed was once able to do so, that tighter monetary policy may not solve this problem alone.
No, I agree. But you have to remember, and people often put to me that, you know, Fed cannot control inflation in terms of the supply lines. They can indirectly, because if we go back to an environment of 2.5% and then a steering rate of 2%, we are again going back to the concept where, you know, the price of money, the marginal price of money is so cheap that anything really has an infinite return. By keeping the marginal cost of capital relatively high, let's use the terminal rate of 5 for argument's sake, then the threshold for investment in the future will be 5%, which means the project that will be started will be based on having a productivity component to it, where in the past, at least to my mind, a lot of the project was built on the ability to have cheap funding and then, you know, theoretically a lot of eyeballs and potential clients coming on board. That change from a society where we are focused on getting traction in terms of numbers relative to society focusing on productivity is not only a very healthy sign, but also a byproduct of exactly the Federal Reserve policy at large.
So where are you putting money to work in 2023? Is there anything in the equity space, or are you heading for a more safety?
No, I like the equity space, but I like, as you indirectly can tell from this conversation, I like the real economy. In the U.S., 90% of all assets that trades are in the intangible, so IP basically. Only 10% sits in the real economy. I really like the real economy. The real economy is energy, is commodities, is defense spending, it's logistics, it's cybersecurity, which is a real issue these days, both for corporate and government level, and ultimately, of course, on the lottery ticket side, bio remains a very, very strong voice.
You seem to be a little positive here on the China reopening, and I'm wondering, in the face of what we're talking about with the spike in COVID infections, I mean, there's a potential for a huge stumbling block here. Does that hold you back? Does it give you pause at all?
No, because I think in terms of, I have no predictability, number one, let me stress that, but the death rate on this is very, very low. I come from a country, Denmark, which was the first one to open. We have literally no fallout from having a totally open society. China have a different terms of vaccination and the likes, but the death toll on this is going to be limited. This is a flu-like condition. Yes, could it sort of activate another lockdown by local officials in China? Yes. Can it do it on a national stage? No, because simply China has now decided that part of the solution for them to get back into the to the growth path is by keeping the doors open. Independently of that, you can see these potential hurdles in terms of health policy.
Steen, very quickly, outrageous predictions. Gold at 3,000, Japan pegging the yen, 200 to the dollar, the UK trying to get back into the EU. 30 seconds. What's your track record like with these?
Last year, we got two right. We got the face plant of Facebook talking about how Facebook was going to have difficulties managing their business. And we had the rain check on fossil energy. So if two out of 10 is the run rate, then at least one of the ones you just mentioned should come through next year.
Yeah, 20%. You're not doing bad, I guess. It's a tough job, though. I think we can agree on that. Steen, always a pleasure. Thanks for coming into the studio in Singapore. Steen Jacobsen is the CIO at Saxo Bank, joining us here on Daybreak Asia.